is each of you here tonight. I'm hoping that someday, real soon, we'll be having this service every week. All right, but we'll leave that in the Lord's hands for now. We're just glad that we're able to have them tonight. We're using our 101 books tonight. Let's turn to number 22. 22 in our 101 book. Never. Protection and blessing would be upon each one. Pray that you would guide and direct in all the aspects of the service tonight, that you would receive the honor and glory. We thank you for Brother Welton being with us. Pray that you would continue to guide and direct his steps and guide us here as well, that your will be accomplished in each one of our lives. And we pray for Brother Welton as he travels back tomorrow, that you would give him safety. We pray that your will be accomplished in our lives, and that you receive the honor and glory for all that's said and done tonight. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Let's take our books once again and turn to number 64. 64.
Just pray that
company that is going to do that for us will have an opening soon so that we can get that done. But until that time, we're using what you see here to hang in there while we wait. Yes, Sam?
I'll get a date for you tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So thank you to Sam and for Brother Craig for being here while the guys came and examined our situation and made recommendation of what to do. And I'm thankful that the church has the finances to take care of this situation. It lasted for 20 years, and that's pretty good, all things considered. And we're thankful it happened now rather than later in the year when it's much colder. So we're thankful for all that. Okay. Can we announce when he's coming next, or are we still working on that?
I'm still working on that.
Okay. We will let you know the next time Brother Welton will be here. We're still working on confirming the dates on that, so we can say he does want to come back as soon as he can.
Sorry.
we will certainly keep everybody informed on that. Okay. Let's take our Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 11. We're going to go over our memory verses that we're learning in our adult Sunday school class. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and 29. Saying earlier, just turning to those pages, it's a blessed thing. All right, Matthew 11, 28 and 29. Let's say it together. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. We mentioned this also earlier today, but we need to pray for our country in the next couple of days in particular. And all of us need to take our responsibility seriously and vote as God would have us vote and do what's right before Him. And the rest we have to leave in His hands. He selects who is going to be in charge and who is not. And we do our part and do what's right before Him and then leave the rest in His hands. Okay. All right. Let's go to our next song now. Number 76. 76. I Shall See the King.
Thank you.
safe in the arms of Jesus. If you're able to stand, why don't we do so on this one? Number 92, safe in the arms of Jesus.
sorrow bear, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there, and forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day!
Amen. That was a wonderful special. Amen. What a day that will be when our Savior we shall see. Amen. So this evening, I'd like to take a little bit of time this morning and talk about worshiping God. Worshiping God this evening. If you take your Bible and please stand, well, if you can, Psalm chapter 100. Psalm chapter 100, if you could stand for reading of God's Word this evening. Psalm chapter 100. And verse number 1, the Bible states here in Psalm 100, verse number 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You again for the opportunity to be here this evening, Lord. I thank You for the freedom to meet together. Lord, for the freedom to have Your Word and to be able to open it up and look at it for a little while this evening, Lord. Help us, Father, just to meditate upon these things, learn from them, Lord, and just grow closer to You and just give You the worship and glory and honor You deserve. I ask, Father, now You just lead, God, and direct this evening, Lord, to direct my thoughts and the words that will be said exactly what You want said this evening. And we ask this now in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all may be seated. I would just like to take a few moments this evening to talk about worshiping God. And when me and the men were talking last night, that question kind of got asked about song service and specials and things like that. And I think it's very important. I think the song service is very important. I think specials are important. I think because it brings you into the presence of God. And I think it's evident here in Psalm chapter 100 that God puts a premium on worship and on singing and blessing His holy name because He's worthy of it. So I just want to take a few moments this evening. I won't be very long, but just to pull out a few things here in Psalm 100 that'll help us grow closer to God in our worship towards Him. And if you notice in the first verse here in chapter 100, verse number 1, the first statement that is made is, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Everybody, anywhere on this planet, God has designed and God has created us to make a joyful noise unto Him. What is joyful? Basically, it means full of joy, very glad, exulting. Exalting our Savior and exalting our God. Take your Bible and look at Psalm chapter 95. Just one page over. Psalm 95, verse number 1. O come and let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and with a joyful noise unto him with the psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Why do we sing unto him? Because of verse number 3, for he's a great God and he's a great King above all gods on this planet. Now, I don't have a songbook up here. Well, there's a songbook right here. And how many songbooks you have? Like 3 of them here? There's 3 of them? And there's many more out there that aren't these songbooks in churches today. And I believe you said, brother, this morning there's 824 hymns. 800, and this is just one book. 824 songs about our God. Now, look, I've done a little study on Islam and Muhammad, and I highly doubt there's 800 songs written about Muhammad, Buddha, Confucius, Jesus Christ. All these songs written about our Savior and our God. 824 songs in one book. You know what amazes me about singing about music is it's infinite. Think about that for a second. All these songs that can be written, and none of them are the same song. They're all different, yet you got 824 of them in just one book. And God has created the instrument of worship to him in singing. And he desires for us to sing out to him when we have the opportunity to sing to him. Because he's worthy of it, because he's a great God. You say, well, Brother Chris, I can't sing. I sing off key. I'm tone deaf. That don't matter. Sing out to God. Lift your voice unto the Savior with the voice that he's given you. Because there's some tonight who can't sing. There's some tonight who can't talk. So if we have the gift of voice this evening, the Bible says that we're to lift our song, lift a joyful noise unto our Savior in singing. Nehemiah 8:10, y'all are familiar with that verse. It says, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. You want strength for tomorrow? Sing out to God. Psalm 32:11 says, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Joy to our Savior for what he's done for us. Look back at Psalm number 100. So we talk about a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And look at verse number 2. He goes on to say, and serve the Lord with gladness. So we make a joyful noise unto him because of who he is. And then it says we're to serve the Lord, how? With gladness. So before we can serve the Lord with gladness, we've got to have a servant heart. We've got to be willing to serve one another and serve God. To serve means to act as a minister of, to perform official duties to. We serve our God. He does not serve us. We serve him because he's our God. A servant attitude. We ought always to have that, a servant attitude. You say, why, brother, should we have a servant attitude? Look at verse number 3. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We have not made ourselves. We have not brought ourselves into existence. God has brought us into existence. And it is God that keeps us alive today. I was thinking about when you're all talking about that boiler downstairs. It's 20 years old. Seems to me like, I don't know much about boilers, but 20 years seems like a pretty good long time for something to be running and working. But just think about this evening. Your heart. It never stops. Some people for 20 years, you think of 20 years, and we look at somebody that's 20 years old as being young, but that thing for 20 straight years, it doesn't go at nighttime. Like we go to sleep at night. I don't think many people in this world before they go to sleep tonight, before they lay on the pillow, they said, okay, now before I go to sleep, I got to keep my heart beating through the rest of this night. And then I hope it wakes me up in the morning. Okay, so heart, you beat all through this night now and you wake up in the morning and wake me up. No, we just lay our head in a pillow and we go to sleep. And all night long, that thing's beating. That ain't stopped. And 20 years. Think about a heart that's beat for 50 years, 100 years, 110 years, straight with never taking a rest one time. That can only be accounted for from a God that loves us. There's no other piece of machinery you can give me on this planet, you can tell me, that could run for 100 straight years and never stop one time for any maintenance and never break down. But some people, they have lived for 100 years and that heart has never stopped. Serve the Lord. Why? Because He created us, and He created us for His glory and His honor. So we ought to have a servant attitude. Take your Bible, look over at Mark chapter number 10. Mark chapter number 10, verse number 41. Mark 10, verse number 41. Our Savior talking here. Well, let's look at verse 43. Mark chapter 10, verse 43. But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give His life a ransom for many. So if our Savior came to this earth to be a minister and a servant, we ought to be a minister and a servant also. A servant attitude. Having a servant attitude will lead you into gladness, which is number 3. So joyfulness, having a servant attitude, and then coming before the Lord with gladness. Joyous, happy, cheerful, gratified for what our Savior has done for us. Look over at Psalm chapter 97 and verse number 9. Three chapters here before 100. Look at chapter 97, verse number 9. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the soul of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous. And look, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Gladness is prepared for those who have an upright heart and who have a servant attitude. How else is gladness come before us? By setting our heart upon God. If you flip on over to Psalm chapter number 16. Looking at some verses here in Psalms. Psalm 16 verse number 8 says this. I have set the Lord always before me. See, that's a choice you make. That's a decision we make daily and throughout the week if we choose to set the Lord before us. The psalmist here says, David says, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Why? Because he set God before him. And when he set God before him, he realized that I shall not be moved. Therefore, he has a glad spirit about him because he realizes it's not dictated on him standing for God. It's God helping him to stand. We can't do it ourselves. We need God to help us stand for what he had to stand for. And that produces a gladness in our heart because we realize without him, we can do nothing. It takes a humble heart. Psalm 34:2. You can look at it later on. Psalm 64:10 talks it takes a righteous heart to have gladness. And Psalm 104, look over there. A meditating heart upon the things of God. Psalm 104, verse number 34. Meditation brings gladness. Meditation upon God's word. Psalm 104, verse number 34. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Meditating upon the things of God. Kind of what I was talking about this morning about sheep. That rumination process. Taking time throughout the day to meditate upon the things of God. And it will be sweet. It'll be sweet to your soul. It'll produce a sweet spirit within you. And it will produce a spirit that has gladness, again, which this world needs to see. Number 4, back in Psalm chapter 100. So we see joyfulness. We see a servant attitude with gladness. And then it says, come before his presence with singing. Come before his presence with singing. And I think that's why we have song services before the preaching. Because the Bible says to come before his presence with singing. Now, sometimes I like, when I pray, I like to have some music. Just some instrumental music or some music there. And maybe sing some songs in your heart to God before you come to him in prayer. Because the Bible says to come into his presence with singing. Singing means to utter sweet, melodious sounds to our Savior. Psalm 96, 1 and 2 again. Look over there. Look what it says in Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation from day to day. Show forth his salvation from day to day to this lost world with a singing heart that has joy before God. A singing heart. Number five, thanksgiving. Now, one thing I've noticed in all these verses I've gone through here in Psalms, that one thing that's kind of linked up with singing and joy and gladness, there's always seems to be the link of thanksgiving in there with those other things. Having a thankful attitude to God. Verse number 3 in Psalm 100 says, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God, it is he that hath made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving." A thankful heart. We ought to be thankful this evening that we're free to meet and open up the Word of God and have a service this evening. There's some places around the world you can't do that. You cannot open up a Bible. You can't freely meet. You can't even say that you're a Christian in some countries. But we have the freedom and the liberty this evening to meet together, and there's so many things to be thankful for. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And when you start counting your blessings, you lose track pretty quick. When you start to think about all these things that we had to be thankful for, there's so many things to be thankful for, and God requires a thankful heart. We ought to be thankful for one another. Philippians 1:13 says, Paul says, "I'm thankful for the brethren." We ought to be thankful for our inheritance. The inheritance we have in our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, Colossians 1:12. We ought to be abounding in thanksgiving, Colossians chapter 2, verses 5 through 7. And we ought always to have a thankful attitude in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. If you read the book of Colossians this week, one thing you'll see through there is thanksgiving for a lot of different things in our lives. Number 6, enter in his gates with thanksgiving in verse number 4, and into his courts with praise. To extol in words or song, to magnify, to glory on account of perfections or excellent works, to do honor to. Our Savior and our God deserves the praise unto him. And the Bible says, even in Ephesians and in the Old Testament, to lift up holy hands unto our God. What do lifting up holy hands do to God? It shows surrender. Look, what do police say? Put up, show me your hands. What do most people do? What does that show? It shows I'm yielding to you, right? It shows I'm listening to what you're saying. Look, I'm not going to do anything. I got my hands up. And it's a humble attitude that you take to a police officer. If he says, show me your hands, you're not being prideful. Being prideful is like, no, I ain't showing you my... No, you lift those hands up. What do you do when the sun's very bright? See, when the Son of God starts shining in your life, sometimes you got to stick those hands up. Raise holy hands to God, but see that you got to come out of yourself to lift your hands to God. And some people say, well, you're going charismatic. No, that's Bible. The Bible says to lift holy hands in praise and honor to God. Now, let me ask you a question this evening. Do you think they'll lift their hands to God in eternity? I think they do. I think they do more than lift their hands. I think most people, most instances in the Bible, you see they fall flat in their face. See, brethren, I don't want to get to heaven someday and regret what I do in heaven and I had the opportunity to do it down here. See, up there, it's going to be, for lack of better words, not easy, but there we're just going to do it because he's there in his glory and it's just going to be praising God because of who he is, and we're standing there before his throne, and that's just going to be the reaction. There ain't going to be nobody in heaven be like, well, I ain't worshiping. No, it's all going to be glory, exaltation to the Lamb of God. But see, down here, it's going to cost you something. That used to be something I wrestled with for a long time in church. What are people going to think of me if I lift my hand to God? But I got to a point, he's worthy of it. It doesn't matter what other people think. I'm doing it unto him. Because in my heart's desire, I don't want to get to heaven someday and say, man, I wish I had an opportunity to do it down there when it cost me something. He's worthy of it. He's worthy of it. He's worthy of hands lifted unto him, brethren. I'm telling you, when you lift your hands to God in a song service, and I've said this down to my church too, down to the church down there in South Carolina, what a song service would be if everybody came and lifted holy hands unto God with a servant attitude, with joy, with gladness. You want to talk about God getting in the service. But it's going to cost you something. There's a sacrifice. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, what? A living sacrifice. It's going to cost you. Your face is going to get red. all the imps of hell are going to be screaming in your ear that everybody's looking at you, everybody's making fun of you because you're lifting your hand up to God. No, the Bible says to lift hands, holy hands unto the Lord, because He is worthy of all glory, honor, and praise, to extol Him in words and song, to praise Him for who He is. Psalm chapter number 21, verse number 13. I'm almost done this evening. Psalm chapter 21, verse number 13, talking about the praise of God. Psalm 21 and verse number 13. Psalm 21, verse number 13. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength, so will we sing and praise thy power. Why do I lift my hands? Why do I praise God? Why do I extol Him? Why do I sing joyfully unto Him? Because He's the creator of all mankind. His power is infinite, and He's the one with whom I have to do. Therefore, He deserves all glory, honor, and praise. Psalm chapter 56, verse number 4. Flip over there real quick. Psalm 56, verse 4. Just want to look at a few more scriptures here. Psalm 56, verse number 4. Look at verse number 3. What time I'm afraid, I will trust in Thee. In God I will praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Now look at verse 5. Every day they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise His word. In the Lord will I praise His word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Why? Because your faith and your trust is in your God, and you praise Him for that very fact. Brethren, there may come a time, as David's talking about here, David was hunted for those number of years before he became king by King Saul. And he was running for his life. And he says, every day they rest my words. There's going to come a time in this society here that they're going to rest the words, skew the words of Christians. They're going to set traps. They're going to find ways to bring down Christianity. That's just the way it's going. Because the devil hates God. And he wants to destroy the works of God, and that's the way it's going in order to set up for Antichrist. But we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be scared. Because what time I'm afraid, I will trust in Thee. In God I will praise His word. In God I put my trust. And I won't be fearful of what flesh can do unto me. Why? Because I serve my Savior. And because He's worthy of it. The last thing this evening, though it's not listed in Psalm 100... is holiness. Look at Psalm chapter 47, verse number 8. Holiness. So come before the Lord with joyfulness. Come before the Lord with a servant attitude. Come before the Lord with gladness. Come before Him, His presence with singing and with thanksgiving and with praise. And lastly, come into His presence with holiness. Psalm 47 and verse number 8. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon a throne of His holiness. Look lastly at Romans chapter number 6. So His throne, God's throne, is in holiness. Look at Romans chapter number 6, verse number 17. Romans 6 and verse number 17. Looking at holiness. Romans 6 and verse number 17. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to what? Righteousness unto holiness. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto what? Holiness, and the end, everlasting life. I'm not going to look at the last scripture there, but in the book of Psalms it says that we're to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And there are numerous other scriptures in the New Testament that talk about how important holiness is when we serve God. God requires for us to have a holy life. In Peter it says, those angels, those cherubim, all the crowd in heaven, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. They don't say love, 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 or joy, 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 or gladness. They say holy, holy, holy. They don't say good, 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 gracious, gracious, gracious. He's all those things, mercy, mercy. No, he's holy. He is a holy God. And he deserves for us to come into his presence with singing, with joyfulness, with gladness, and with praise, because he's holy and he's worthy of it. And we love him because he first loved us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you again for this evening, Lord. I thank you for these brethren. Lord, again, I pray that these things just make sense, Lord. Help us to come into your presence, not only here at church, dear God, but help us to come into your presence at home, during our devotional time, during our prayer time, during our work days. Lord, just take some time to just come into your presence with singing, with honor, with praise, with joyfulness, with happiness. And help us just to be glad for the great privilege it is and honor to serve our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us now through this week just to stay faithful to you, to fight the good fight. And I pray you just be with these brethren, to bring everybody home safe tonight. We just ask this all now in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, brethren.
This is a favorite song of many of us, I think. Let's take our 101 books once again and turn to number 93. 93, Brethren, we have met to worship.
Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Will you pray with all your power while we try to preach the word? All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Brethren, pray. Sinners round you slumbering on the brink of woe. Death is coming, hell is moving. Can you bear to let them go? See our fathers and our mothers and our children sinking down. Brethren, pray and holy
coming. John said it in Revelation, and I think we all would echo him. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. We don't know how much longer we have, and regardless of the circumstances that we may face, God is still on the throne. We have work to do. We need to be busy doing it. Let's close in prayer. Father, thank you for the day today. In spite of difficulties that we face. You are still in control. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your word hasn't changed. And truth of your word has the gospel within it that can save men's souls. Help us to share it with those who have never heard, or those who may have heard it many times but have resisted. Your spirit may be working on that heart still. So help us to be faithful in doing the work that you've called us to do. Help us to plant, help us to water, help us to be mindful that you give the increase. Our responsibility is to share. What is done after that point is up to the Holy Spirit. And we ask for his guidance and his direction so that we may be successful in doing your business. We pray now that as our church move forward, that you would give us guidance and give guidance to Brother Welton and his family as well. That each of us may do what your will would be. And if you do bring us together, that we may go forward serving you faithfully as a church body, continuing in the path that our beloved pastor, Brother Freeman, set before this church for 41 years. He may be gone, but we still serve the same God. We thank you now for our time together. Dismiss us with your blessing. Give us safety as we travel home. Again, be with Brother Welton as he travels home tomorrow to rejoin his family. We thank you for him being with us today. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Natural.